Tonight is Monday night, February 23rd, or Rosh Chodesh Adar. This is the Gemara share. We're up to Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. On the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana. Gemara signs the Braisa. Sukkah Gzula. If somebody steals a sukkah, V'hamisachech b'rishus harabim, somebody who just builds his sukkah, takes his walls and his chach, and puts it up in the public thoroughfare, in a rishus harabim. Rabbi Eliezer posel, v'chacham machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies such a sukkah, and the chachamim say it's kosher. Amar Rav Nachman, said Rav Nachman, machloket, the machloket concerning a sukkah gzula is bishitokef es chavero v'hotziyo misukasa. I go to your house, you build your sukkah, and I take you physically, throw you out of your sukkah, and I sit down in your sukkah, you're comfortable, very comfortable, heated sukkah, air-conditioned sukkah, carpeted sukkah, chandeliers and everything, and I just sit down in your sukkah. That's the case where it's just subject to a debate between Rabbi Eliezer, who disqualifies it, and the Chachamim, who say it's okay. For Rabbi Eliezer, l'ta'ameh. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with something that he said elsewhere, namely, Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chovaso B'sukasa Shel Chaveray. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah that does not belong to you. Rabbi Eliezer requires, based on the fact that it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha Shivas Yomim, L'cha, Ki Darshins, that you have to own your sukkah. And if you don't own the sukkah, claims Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. So in this case, if I go into your backyard and physically remove you from your sukkah, and now I attempt to sit in it, says the Gemara as follows. E karka nigzeles, if halachically it is halachically possible to steal ground, well, then it's a sukkah gzuli. By throwing you out of the sukkah, I stole the ground upon which I will be seated. And if halachically the laws of gzela apply to it, so that it is a stolen sukkah. By definition, a stolen sukkah does not belong to me. And Rabbi Eliezer requires lochem. He believes that you must own your sukkah. V'inami karka eina nigzeles. And if you would like to suggest that karka eina nigzeles, you cannot halachically apply the concepts of gozul to a piece of karka. Why can't you take the concept of gozul to a piece of karka? Because you can't remove it. It's difficult to move. Even though the Gemara doesn't use the logic, when the Gemara quotes this machloikis in Bava Kamma, the Gemara doesn't quote the logic as to whether or not it's possible to steal land or not. It uses psukim to darshan, to klau pratu klau, whatever it is, I'm not going into it. But assuming that you hold karka eino nigzeles, so then halachically the ground which I am currently occupying is not stolen. Still belongs to you. So why can't I be yotze with this sukkah? I didn't steal it. The answer is, it still doesn't belong to me. So at best, what type of a sukkah is it? Borrowed. Borrowed against your will. So says the Gemara, the inami karka eina nigzeles, even if you should assume that karka eina nigzeles, sukkah she'ulahi, it is a borrowed sukkah. And the halacha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is you cannot be yotze even with a borrowed sukkah. It must be absolutely yours. You can't invite guests to your house. If you get an invitation, decline the invitation, because if you do accept it, you won't be fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. You have to be in your own sukkah the entire yontif.
Not just first day.
All yontif. Because as opposed to lulav, where it says, ulekachtam lochem bayom harishon, here it doesn't say that. In fact, it says just the opposite. Chagas sukkas pasal lecha shivas yamin. So 7 days, it has to be absolutely yours.
If two people can be here at the same time, what happens if one person owns the sukkah, the other one comes in and sits himself down?
According to Rabbi Eliezer, the other guy's not yotzei. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says the person who sits in the sukkah must be the legal owner of that sukkah. If you don't own it, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. Can't have guests. Rabbi Eliezer says stay home. Don't go visit anybody for sukkahs.
Can you have partners?
Shutfas? That's a good question. That's the question. How far will Rabbi Eliezer push the envelope and define the word lachem? Does lachem mean exclusive ownership as we do in relationship to lulav? A shared lulav is not good. You can't borrow two shutfin who own a lulav. That's no good. It's got to be absolutely yours. How far does he go? I don't know. Not sure.
Has he borrowed like to a household that's owned by the father and the children?
That's probably that the father owns it on behalf of everybody. You know, yeah. That he probably says that. The Rabbanan, and what did the Rabbanan say? L'ta'amayu. They agree with something that they say. De Amri, Adam Yotze Yidei Chuvaso Chuvaso B'Sukkaso Shokaveiroi. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Minim in someone else's sukkah. There is no requirement of ownership when it comes to a sukkah. None whatsoever. Mitzvah sukkah. The mitzvah sukkah. You can be Mekayim the mitzvah sukkah without any ownership whatsoever. Vikarta einon exelis. And the Chachamim are of the opinion that halachically you cannot steal ground. Therefore, what does it remain? V'sukkah she'ulihi. It is considered a borrowed sukkah. And a borrowed sukkah, according to the Chachamim, is no problem whatsoever, because they don't darshan, or they believe that the drash of Rabbi Eliezer is countered by another pasuk. If you remember, we had it in the second parak, on Daf Chav Zayin, Kol ha'ezrach yeshvu basukot. And the word basukot is written chaser, so it's as if it said, Kol ha'ezrach, every citizen of Israel, yeshvu basukah, shall sit in one sukkah. And if you remember, Rashi claimed, it is impossible that if you have every member of Klal Yisrael, that each one would be able to have at least a shavapruta in that particular sukkah. It's impossible. Therefore, you don't need absolute bailus. You don't need absolute ownership for a sukkah. So when I attempt to push you, when I pushed you out of the sukkah, halachically it's not stolen, but it is borrowed. And a borrowed one, I can be mekayim the mitzvah of basukas peshus shivas yama. However, avo, gozal, eitzim, v'sichet pohen, but, said Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the only case in which Rav Eliezer and Chachamim are arguing is if this case. I walk into your backyard and I shove you out of your sukkah. But if the case of sukkah gzula would be, I stole wood and I built my own sukkah with your wood, in my backyard with your wood, divrei hakol ein lo ela demei eitzim. Everybody would say that I am Yotzei the mitzvah, and the only thing I have to do is compensate you for the wood. The Gemara will explain why a little later. But the only thing, so that case would not be subject to debate. Everybody would allow you to fulfill the mitzvah if I steal the wood. So therefore, the only case which is subject to debate is if we said, as we said, I push you out of the sukkah itself.
Same thing if I steal your money and buy wood for a sukkah, it's the same thing as the second case.
Yes. No, it's a little different. The mechanism is a little different. That, of course, you'd be yotzei. But here the chiddush is even a little closer. I'm using the stolen item itself. I didn't steal the money. That's already a shinui. Here I'm stealing the item itself, using that for my schach. We'll learn a little more, probably next week. Yeah.
Sounds like it's about the schach.
In this case, a sichech eitzer.
Right.
The first case is not, it's a ready-made sukkah. You built it. I just came, took you, and threw you outside.
Right. So it would be the same thing that if I stole your wood, not for the stock, just for the walls, I'd say.
Everybody would say even less than that. Of course you would be yosei. But even if you used it to use the essence of the sukkah, the schach itself, you're still yosei. Kal v'chayver if I only stole the walls. But the chidush is, even if I stole the wood and used it for the schach, it will still be yosei.
What does Nachum come down in the Mitzvah Baba Vera?
Okay. I'm going to talk about it. What do you think? We're going home already. Right? So now, the first question which all Rishonim ask is as follows. The Gemara says, Karka eino nigzelas. What does that mean, Karka eino nigzelas? Does that mean that I'm allowed to walk into your house, take you, throw you into the street, and live there and say, Karka eino nigzelas? Is that what it means? No. It means the item is not subject to the status of being called a stolen item. The chefzer can't be gozel. Why can't the chefzer be gozel? Because it's sitting right there. It's right in front of you. But the law of loisitzo, I undoubtedly violate if I walk into your house, take you and throw you out, and you have to sleep in the street. There's no doubt about it. So why don't we apply the concept of mitzvah habav avim? I violated the law of gezel to arrive at your sukkah. I walked into your backyard, I took you out, and I threw. Sure, the concept of gzela, the heft of gozel, doesn't apply. I'll give you an illustration. There is a halacha that avadim hukshu l'karkaos. That many laws of an eved are treated the exact same way that we treat karka. Gzeiros hakasul. Logic doesn't make that equation. For example, there is a rule, ein ono'o l'karkaos. The laws of ono, overcharging, do not apply to karka. Only to metalim. Well, the halacha is ein ono'o l'avadim. Even though you should be able to be subject to overcharging an eved. Because an eved, there's a slave market, so you know what a normal eved costs, and I'm selling you an eved well above and beyond that cost. So it should have been subject to the rules. But there is such a gzeiros hakasud, eved hukshu l'karkos. So the same thing is true in relationship to that it's avadim einam nigzol. Does that mean if I walk into your house and I steal your slave and I'm taking him to my house, am I going to violate the law of my sigzo? It's ridiculous. Of course you violate the law of my sigzo. But the halachic implications of gezel, that I can be koine it through yeyush and shin, those things don't apply. Those things don't apply if it's karta and avad. So if I violated the law of my sigzo in order to what? To fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah directly. Because without pushing you out, I have no place to sit. I'm only getting into a sukkah because I violated the law of sigzo by pushing you out. Why isn't this mitzvah baba vera? Asks Moshe. Answer. This Gemara supports a very important premise of a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the only time that mitzvah baba vera applies is if the Isur of Gezel somehow attaches itself to the Chefza. You cannot be in the time a mitzvah with a Chefza, with an article that is Gozel. That's the problem of mitzvah Havod Aveir. But the violation of an Isur per se does not trigger mitzvah Havod Aveir. The violation of an Isur on the Gavra does not trigger mitzvah haba ba'aveir. And I will give you two illustrations which the Yerushalmi uses to establish this principle. Okay? Somebody, Rahman al-Islam, got a message that his mother or father passed away on Shabbos. Okay? So he ripped his garment on Shabbos. He was Koreya, al-Meso. Abotai, tell me, I don't want to sound cruel, was he Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya or not? Was he Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya? Yes or no? Yes. What would you say?
Yes.
Yes. Give me a reason to say why you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya. Because you're doing an Avera. When you rip the garment, you're Mechal Shabbos. It's one of the illustrations where an act of destruction is considered a constructive act. Because you did it, what? Al-Meso. Normally, if I rip your garments on Shabbos, I'm not Chayv. You don't violate the use of Korea unless it's for a positive reason. Al-Minas Litfor. But if you have two situations which the Gemara quotes, Korea Al-Meso and Korea Bechamato, somebody's very angry, and he's ready to punch somebody out. So in order to release his anger, he rips the phone book. Instead, he's chayav on Shabbos. Because he did something constructive by ripping it that time. So too, he did something constructive by being Korea al-Mesa. Namely, he attempted to be the kind of mitzvah Kriya. Problem is, he was Mechal Shabbos. Al-Yidei Kriya, he was Mechal Shabbos. So we should say mitzvah bar bavera. Says the Yerushalmi, we don't say mitzvah bar bavera in that case. Why? Because the avera is not creating, the avera is not in the chefza. Where is the avera done? The gavra. There's no such thing as that there is a status to what? To a garment with which you did chilul Shabbos upon it. That concept doesn't exist. The gavra violated Shabbos. Mitzvah habor b'aveiru, says the Yerushalmi, is only when the status attaches itself to the chefza itself. Then we declare you cannot use for a mitzvah an item which is a gozel. So too, says the Yerushalmi, if a guy had a lulav and esrog, okay? A lulav and esrog. As he is walking outside, as he's walking out, he turns over the esrog, as he's stepping outside from a Rishus HaRabin, from Rishus HaYat into Rishus HaRabin. As he's stepping out, he turns over what? The esrog, because it was upside down, so he can make the bracha, Evel HaSiyasa. Now, and he steps out. Will he be the kind of mitzvah of Arba Minin? Of course. Even though, what did he do at that very second that he was Mekayim Mitzvah? He carried on Shabbos. He was Maver from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But that's got nothing to do with it. So the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that the only time we apply Mitzvah Haba Bavera is when the status of the Isur attaches itself to the Chefza with which you want to be Mekayim Mitzvah. Therefore, our Gemara, says many Rishayim, supports this Yerushalmi. Therefore, the Gemara says very well, E karka eina nigzeles. If karka is not nigzeles, what happens? So what happens? Did I violate the law of Loisigzel? Of course I violated the law of Loisigzel by throwing you out of your sukkah. But halachically, what doesn't happen to the land? What doesn't happen to the ground? It doesn't become guzzled. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't say boo about mitzvah haba b'aveir. The Gemara doesn't say boo about mitzvah haba b'aveir. So therefore, many Rishayim, the Ramban, and many others claim that this particular Gemara would support the premise that mitzvah haba b'aveir is very limited. Some Rishayim say that the premise of the Yerushalmi is wrong. The Bavli never accepted it. So what conclusion do they come by virtue of the fact that they ignore Moshe? What conclusion do they come? It's not about the rejected.
from all those discussions. Maybe he says, and it's rejected. Hey, I have a gemara, rejected. It doesn't even put lo ba b'cheshbon. It's a lo ba b'cheshbon. The gemara never attempted to reject a stolen sukkah based on mitzvah b'avadeh. So the read, one of the Balei HaTosfos says that, no, Yerushalmi's right. Yerushalmi's wrong. So if Yerushalmi's wrong, why don't we raise that issue here? Proof is that mitzvah b'avadeh is good for lomdash yishiurim, good to keep you busy on a couple of Monday nights. Bottom line, halacha l'maaseh is nothing. It doesn't apply at all. Otherwise, the Gemara would have discussed it. Yes. But nobody disagrees. He's quoting a machloikis here between the Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. And the Gemara's argument is whether Ikar can exel us in it. The Gemara says that.
Second question. Even though you hold that the Yerushalmi, our case is not analogous to the case of the Yerushalmi. Exactly.
Why not?
Because in the case of the Yerushalmi, the Avera the person is doing does not facilitate. If he didn't do the Avera,
he would not have done the mitzvah.
No, but
in the case of Korea, yes.
No, but the point is, didn't need the Avera. It happened to be that while he was doing that mitzvah, it happened to be a bad time for him. But in this case, over here, if he didn't steal it, he couldn't do it.
But right now, I asked the question, Yerushalmi asked the question, right now, I ripped Korea. Could I have been the kind of mitzvah of Korea without being Michal Shabbos? On Shabbos?
Right now, no.
No, okay. So that's my question. Did I fulfill the mitzvah in light of the fact that I'm going to be getting skila? Okay, I'm not getting skila, but I'm Michal Shabbos? Yeah.
The mitzvah sukkah is different than lulav. And
why is that?
Because we said before, it's only an easier feed out of the sukkah other than the first night.
Let's talk about the first night.
Let's not talk about your first night. It's important to talk about not the first
but when actually, you would have to prove that the Gemara is not talking about the first night. The Gemara never says it. The Gemara says sukkah zula sheva, according to Chachal.
Right. And there's no reason to say you can't say it's about the other night, in which case...
No, you can't.
Okay. Secondly.
Yeah.
Why is the manifestation of Yish Kedim, Lokani, or etc. is the defining essence that makes something guzzle or not? Shouldn't also the defining essence be whether it's something to do with patients like Zemash or Guzzle?
Perhaps. I didn't say that my own. We remember Rashi gave that explanation at the top of the Laflaman Amid Beis. Look at the top Rashi, the Karkein and Gzelis. Rashi gave that explanation. Kilomar, Eina Knuya Legazon, the top of Laman Amid Beis. Bishum Yeush, the Lioilam Becheskas Baleoi. Rashi gives that. That if something is lacking, why? What's the feature of Karkein and Gzelis? It can't be transferred to somebody else. It always remains in the Bailim's Rishus. Always. Now, yes.
You're extending the sukkah into Karkein, right? Because we're picturing a big...
Good, ask me a question then. Good.
So we can take the sukkah and move it. I can't think...
Say it a little sharper. Say it a little sharper, please.
The sukkah is not Karkein.
Good. We discussed many, many moons ago when we started Maseches Sukkah. We raised the question as to whether or not the ground upon which you put your feet, the chairs, and the table, are they included as part and parcel of the mitzvah or not? Part and parcel of the mitzvah? The overwhelming majority of Rishonim say, absolutely not. They are not included. Of course, you have to have a piece of ground on in order to put your table on. But lo yitzuya, you could levitate, right? And cause your table to levitate. And you walk into the sukkah in such a fashion. Would anybody say that you're not mekayem the mitzvah? Absolutely not. Despite, of course you'll be mekayem the mitzvah, despite the fact that your feet are not on the ground. The ground is not considered an integral part of the sukkah. We have learned a machloikis between the Rambam and all Rishonim, what is considered the integral part of the sukkah. All Rishonim say it's only the schach, nothing beyond that.
The Rambam believes it's the schach and the walls. And the walls. So therefore, Rav Chaim asks the question, well, what's the Gemara discussing? You know, who cares? Kaka nixelas? Kaka ain't an nixelas? Naniach kaka nixelas? Who cares? I don't care. Because the kaka is not part and parcel of the mitzvah. The only thing that I should be concerned about in Zela of a sukkah is the schach, or at best, the wall. And the Gemara dismissed that. We didn't see why. The Gemara said that if I steal your wood and put up one for myself, I'm definitely yotzei the mitzvah. The Gemara said that. Why? Based on this Gemara, the Chazoinish writes, Reb Chaim's wrong. Reb Chaim's wrong. Obviously the karka is an integral part of the sukkah. And he cites a pasuk in Nehemiah to prove that he is correct. In Nehemiah Perakhes, pasuk Tetzayin, it writes, and I quote, Vaya'asu lohem sukkot ubachatzerot beit Elohim uberichovot shar hamayim. Take a look at Rashi and Ibn Ezra. Rechovot shar hamayim, it's the public thoroughfare where people gathered water. People made their own sukkahs. It says that they were in sukkahs. Now what does our Gemara say? Tana Rabbana. Sukkik Zula, v'ha mesachech, the Rishus HaRabim. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that mesachech Rishus HaRabim is possible? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say, I took my own sukkah and I just built it in the street. Tell me why did Rabbi Eliezer say the sukkah is possible? What did I steal? I brought my own wood. I built my own walls. It's my schach. What did I steal by putting it in? I stole the ground. From whom? From the public. From the public. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, there is no doubt that the karka is an integral part of the halakhic process of sukkah. So why did they build a sukkah in the streets, in the Sefer Nehemiah? Because Nehemiah gave them permission. So Nehemiah was the levirat, the head of the community. Beis Din granted them permission to use the streets. But if Beis Din doesn't grant you the permission to use the streets, you have no right to build a sukkah. Why? Because the ground is gozel. Even though what? Karka ain't an exelus? That doesn't mean anything. That just means in the halachic sense, karka ain't an exelus. In the halachic sense. Because you can't have yeyush, there's no yeyush, and so on and so forth. But the concepts of gzela undoubtedly apply to it. And therefore the Chazon Ish says that Reb Chaim is 100% wrong. Because if Reb Chaim were right that karka plays no role whatsoever, the Gemara should not have discussed anything about a sukkah gzula at all. There'd be no reason to discuss it. No reason to discuss it. So you just should be aware of that. It's a very well-known machloikis, actually not so well-known, between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. So you well know the Chazon Ish wrote his Hagos on the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam. And many volumes now printed it, where he goes through lots of shtiklach time of Reb Chaim, and he disagrees with it. Disagrees with it.
Logically, we see that it's not the karka itself that's the issue, but it's the ability to pass anywhere in the karka that you wish, that everybody should have equal rights and issues around them to walk wherever they want.
Correct.
Not so much a din in the...
Correct. But that's correct. You're denying access. That's correct. And that constitutes the act of theft. That's correct. No doubt.
So,
yes.
It's not as that where the sukkahs are more portable. You have a sukkah that's completely built and everything else, and I come, and instead of kicking you out, I kick you out and literally pick it up and move it to my concept.
Good. That's the case of stealing...
What's the case of stealing wood? Is that
good. A... No. That's correct. That's going to be a case. The Gemara never heard of that in this case because they didn't have portable sukkahs.
Right.
But that's going to be the case. A little later, the Gemara is going to say, if I steal a sukkah al rosh ha'agala, they knew of portable sukkahs. That will violate, according to Rabbi Lezer, and according to Chacham will be possible, because of mitzvah b'avet.
Then it's mitzvah.
According to, that's correct. Then it's mitzvah b'avet. Because it facilitated, the item facilitated your kiyum mitzvah. Precisely. The Gemara, it's an interesting point. The Gemara is going to talk about it. It will later on. Point number three. Listen to this Yerushalmi, and then we're going to see how the Ramah follows the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes the following case. Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei in Yerushalmi. Gamliel Zuga, a guy by the name of Gamliel Zuga, Ovid Le Mitalalta Bishuka. Mitalalta is a sukkah. Bashuka is in the market square, in the public market. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Man Sharazeh. Who permitted this? Who permitted you to make a sukkah in the public thoroughfare? Now, what's the answer in the Gemara? No? What's the answer, Rabbi Taya? What's the answer?
Why not?
Oh, that's not the why not. Give me, knowing this Gemara, how would you answer Rav Shimon ben Lakish? Exactly. It's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, the Chachamim. And the halach is against Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass them like Rabbi Lezer. That you must have absolute ownership of your sukkah. You can use somebody else's sukkah. You can invite company for sukkahs. You can go into somebody else's sukkah. So why didn't Gamliel Zuckish? Shimon Lakish, Rishlakish, what are you worried about? The halach is like the Chachamim. Says the Or Zeruah. Because Rav Shimon ben Lakish knew very well that the halach is like the Chachamim. But the halach is the Chachamim only b'di'evet, not l'chatchit. B'di'evet, if you made a sukkah in a public thoroughfare, or I walked into your house, took you out of your house, out of your sukkah, threw you into the street, and I sat down in your sukkah, b'di'evet, according to the Chachamim, I'll be yotzeh. But l'chatchila, you have absolutely no right to make your sukkah in a reshus harav. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel correctly asked him, man shorazeh, who allowed you to do so? L'chatchila. Gamliel sukkah, who gave you permission to put up your sukkah in such a fashion? We'll read the Ramah, that's exactly how the Gemara learns our Gemara as well. That even the Chachamim who say that a sukkah gzula is kshera, it's only b'di'evet and not l'chatchil. Let's read the Mechaber in the Ramah. This is Simon.
Because of what? Because of a hand?
We'll see in a second. See what the Goon says. Says the Mechaber. I bracketed it for you. Sukkah, gzula, kshera. If I steal a sukkah, the sukkah is kosher. Ketza, how is this case? In takaf al chaveroi v'hotzio misukaso, somebody grabs somebody by the jacket and throws him out of a sukkah. V'gozla v'yashav ba yotza. Why? She'ein hakarka nigzeles. Because halakhically, the karka cannot be stolen. Says the Ramah, Miu l'chatchila lo yeshev adam b'sukkah chaveru shelo midato. Kolshken in da'ato l'gozla. L'chatchila, I should not go into your house without asking, your sukkah without asking permission. And certainly in this case, where my intention was what? to steal it, to throw you out of your house, out of your sukkah. V'chein, lo ya'aseh sukkah l'chatchila b'kaka shel chaveiro shaloi midato. Let's assume you've got this huge backyard. I don't have any backyard. So I will take my wood and build a sukkah in your backyard. I can ask your permission. I can interfere with your family. Your family's on one side of the ball field. My family's on the other side of the ball field. Says the Lechatzim, no. V'chein b'karka shehi shel rabin. A karka which is owned, any piece of property owned by the community. Umil b'di'evid yotzer. B'di'evid, the halakha is like the Chachamim, the karka ain't an exelus. Therefore, it's only she'ula at best. It's sho'a shalai midas, but it's she'ela, and there's no requirement of absolute lachem. Take a look at the guin. I bracketed it, the bir agra, siv gimel. Says the rab, miu lachatchila, v'chein b'karka, mid'omar makshirin mashmadiyah. The Gaon is commenting on our brisa. What are the words of the brisa? The case is ha-mesachech b'sukkah zula v'ha-mesachech b'rishos harabim Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamin machshirin. Says the Gaon, what does the word machshirin imply, infer? It's okay, it's kasher, it's a kasher, it's a kasher. But never to do so the chachamim.
You think
of the laws in
reverse?
What?
Do you think
of the laws
in reverse?
Also, neither right, neither chachila, but... No, because he says posel. Posel can only mean the d'yevet. You can't use the word posel and say posel l'chachila. That we never find. Therein is the machloikis. So the Ramah agrees with the Arzarua that even the chachamim who say that it's such a sukkah is acceptable, it's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer. L'chatchila, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that a sukkah should never be made in Rosh Hashanah. Plus, a sukkah, you should never throw somebody out of their house, somebody out of their sukkah, in order to use their sukkah. Got it. One last point before we continue the Gemara.
What would be the right word?
What? I don't know, it's a good question. What other word could you have used which would create the impression that it would be no, it says machshirin. It does say machshirin. Unless they say matirin. Maybe matirin. That you're allowed to go ahead and do so. Could be. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. Then, one last point here. Because midato shula. That's to go in without your permission. I go into your sukkah without your permission. Because if it's midato, of course you can do that l'chatchila. Because then it's not zula. It's shula. And the chachamim don't require bailus. But if it's shelo midato, I'm a gazla. But I can't steal the property. So it's again, karkein in exelus.
You can't, by definition,
there's no one to ask unless you ask the mayor of the town.
Okay.
And that's exactly what the Chazon Ish pointed. And the Chemya gave the permission. Otherwise, you have to ask the local mayor if you want to make a sukkah in the street. Finally, the last point. How did the Gemara formulate Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? Let's read the two lines again. Rabbi Lezer Litameh, line 5. Rabbi Lezer agrees with something that he agrees with. The Omar, Ein Adam Yotzei Chavas Yerech B'sukasa Shechaveira. That's premise number one. Now, two-step analysis. E Karka Nigzeles. If you should assume that Rabbi Eliezer holds Karka Nigzeles, Sukkazuli, then it's stolen. And if sukkah is not, if a karka cannot be stolen, then it's sukkah she'ulahi. And the Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow you to use the sukkah she'ulahi either. Now, if you were to read those two lines, and now your son or daughter had a Gemara test, and he was learning Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and asked you, Daddy, Mommy, does Rabbi Lezahol took an exelus or ain't took an exelus? Does Rabbi Lezahol talk an exelus, or does Rabbi Lezahol talk ain't an exelus? So you look at the Gemara, it's black and white. Rabbi Lezer is the author of the opinion that Karka is an exelus. It's black and white. That's what it says. Black on white in Bava Kama. Rabbi Lezer Omer Karka Nigzelus. So what question are some Rishonim going to suggest? What's more playing games here? If he holds Karka Nigzelus, it's a kazoo. And if he holds Karka Nigzelus, it's Shula. What do you mean, if he holds? He definitely holds Karka Nigzelus. Why waste another three lines? It's guaranteed. It's black on white. So the Or Sameach, the Mea Simcha, says perhaps the Ravid is right. What Ravid? The Or Sameach found a Ravid in Perek Tes of Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Aleph, Perek Tes and Hilchos Gzela, where the Ravid describes the following. And he uses the Eved case to illustrate the difference. To illustrate the difference. If I steal an Eved, so I told you 15 minutes ago that halachically the Eved is not stolen. Halachically, it's not stolen because Karka ain't an exelus. Here is the case. I steal an Eved. He was worth $100 at time of theft. Now I want to be in the kind of mitzvah of a Heshev and Sakzela, right? Because I listen to the Asarot, because I'll read the, it says, Lo Sigzol and Parshas Kedoshim. So I feel bad. I want to return the seven. It's only worth $80 now. How much do I have to pay? How much do I have to pay? Says the Ravid, under those circumstances, you say, Karka ain't an exelus. And I can say, Hare Shelcha Lefanecha. This is what I stole in heaven. I stole in heaven. This is the heaven that I stole. The fact that it depreciated in value, it's not my Cheshbon. However, claims the Ravid, if what? I steal the heaven, and he dies in my custody, now I can't give back the effort to the owner and say, Karka ain't an exelus. Karka ain't an exelus. It's ludicrous. It's absurd. Says the Ravid a rule. When do we apply the halacha of Karka ain't an exelus? If the karka is left in its the exact, it's in its pristine condition when I left it. But if something happened in the interim, let's assume I pushed you out of your house, okay? And now a hurricane came. Hurricane. And knocked down the whole house. I walk out and I say, this is your house. Karka ain't an exelus. I didn't do anything. Says the Ravid, that's ridiculous. Under those circumstances, even Rabbi Eliezer holds Karka ain't an exelus. Therefore, claims the Ravid, there are times when even Rabbi Eliezer will say, that's the only time that Rabbi Eliezer says Karka ain't an exelus, where it is impossible to what? Where it is impossible to return the item any longer to its original owner. That's when Rabbi Eliezer says Karka Nigzelus. But if it's possible to what? To return the item in the exact mint condition from which I stole it, even Rabbi Eliezer holds Karka Ein Nigzelus. Yes.
Is that only done by nature, or it's also done by even the God himself?
I'm not sure.
And then how did it reach your nonsense? How is that different character?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. All I'm trying to suggest to you is that the Ohr Samech claims that the reason why the Gemara will hem and haw, according to Rabbi, is Rabbi Lezer, because there is a possibility, according to Rabbi Lezer, that he also will hold Karka in an exelus. That's all I want to show you. I'm going to give back to Gemara. Yes.
Told
us that the Chachmili
shouldn't use it. So, practically, you go to some places where people put up a sukkah, and
the public
thoroughfare.
There's
no clear evidence that God had a civil authority to do so.
The Chachmili should not sukkah. That's correct. Until you go to the contrary, you don't have it very frequently here in America, but in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, you'll get it pretty often. You'll get it pretty often. Yes. And even America, sometimes people put up sidewalks.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if legally we own our sidewalks. I don't think so. I think that's a public thoroughfare. You're 100% right.
Yeah, they just started to put them up if they take them down within a certain period of time.
If they ask.
I think it's even
that. You have to... No, that was the... Right, that was the joke. You know, then I'm going to take it... Okay, take it down in 8 days. Okay. But I'm not sure... I think that you have to get permission in order to avoid the Issa L'Chatzila. I grant you that. That if your sukkah goes, you're going to put it on the street, on the sidewalk, that would be a no-no, L'Chatzila, according to the Gaon. Had I not seen the Gaon and the Ohr Zeruah and Shulchan, I would have said, well, why not? That's what the Rama says.
What about
sukkahs
are put in areas that are not, you know, owned them?
Okay, but no. Okay, so where is it? On the yard?
Yeah,
that's you have a right when you rent something. You rent the use of the lawn as well, the common area. You know that comes with the rental. No one would ever kick you off the lawn by saying if you're a resident in Westgate, you can't walk on the lawn. It says no trespassing for outsiders, but somebody else you're allowed to use it. That would be yours. You're granted permission for that. So the Gemara says, "Avo gozal eitzim v'sichech bahen."
So the Rabbanim, as long as they have permission to be there, it doesn't have to be yours. It can be shmula.
That's correct, according to the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim undoubtedly do not require bailus. They just want to make sure that it's not gozal lechatchila. That's correct.
Because
it's pasnished. I don't know why. It's a good question. Why lechatchila will they not allow you to use a sukkah gzula? Because they don't think it's nice to use a sukkah gzula. Even though karka ain't an exelus, it's still not nice. Still, because you will violate the law of lishigzol. There's no doubt about it. Says the Gemara, Avo gozal eitzim v'sichech bahen divrei hakol ein lo elu demeitzim v'vad. Nemai. Midiktani dumya the Rishus Arabim. Ma Rishus Arabim karka lav didehu. Sukanami lav karka didehu. How did I know, says the Gemara, that this analysis of Rav Nachman is 100% correct? That the case of sukkah zula is the case not where I stole your wood and built my sukkah, but I walked into your existing sukkah and chucked you out of the land? How do I know? Because I compare the two cases of the Braisa. The Braisa quoted two cases. One, Sukkah Zula. Two, Mesachek Rishus Harabim. So you compare the case of Mesachek Rishus Harabim to the case of Sukkah Zula. Just as the case by Mesachek Rishus Harabim. You don't own the land. So too, Sukkah Zula, you don't own the land. But if I were to steal your property, your wood, and bring it to my house, then I do owe the land. So therefore, the two cases would not be exactly analogous. And for this reason, that compels the Gemara Rav Nachman to say exactly what he said. Hahi Savta. Doesn't mean a grandma necessarily, but it probably does mean a grandma. an elderly woman, the Asoi Likame de Rav Nachman, who came with the following complaint to Rav Nachman. If you don't know, and many of you do know, Rav Nachman was considered the greatest expert in Dinei Mamonos in Bavel. The greatest expert. That whether we paskin like him in any other area or not, which we probably don't, but as we pointed out in the shir last month, in the Mishnah shir, when it came to Dinei Mamonos, we paskin like Rav Nachman, he was considered the greatest expert in Dinei Mamonos. So, this woman came to Rav Nachman. Omrele, she said to him, Reish Gelusa, Vikulu Rabbanan de Bay Reish Gelusa, Besuki Gzula have a Yatsvei. The Reish Gelusa and all of the scholars associated with the Reish Gelusa's school, this house, were sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. Okay? She initially came and presented this very calmly and he didn't say anything. Tzavcha! She started screaming at him. The lo ashkachba. He didn't pay much attention. The lo ashkachba Rav Nachman. Amalei, she said to him, Itza deheveli la'avua, tlas meya utamni sari avdei, tzavcha kamayu, kamayu v'lo ashkichuba. A woman whose father had 180 servants is screaming at you, and you're not paying any attention to me. What's wrong with you, Rav Nachman? I'm a very distinguished person. Amalahu Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman ta pi'isahi. You're screaming for nothing. You're raising your voice for nothing. Why? Ein law ela demei eight symbol vad. The only thing that what? That she is indeed entitled to is compensation for the wood that the Reish Gelusa stole from her. That's how she claimed it was a sukkah gzula. They came to her property, stole the wood, and built their own sukkah. So she was claiming that Rav Nachman should tell them, you bums, you have not been the kind of mitzvah sukkah, get lost. Said Rav Nachman, she has no claim to the fact that it was a sukkah gzula and invalidate their mitzvah, but she is entitled to compensation. Why? Amar Ravina, Hai Kshura, the Mitalauta, the Gzula, Avdile Rabbanan Takanta, Mishum Takanas Meiresh. When I steal wood, and I make it into my sukkah, the Rabbanan exempted me from returning it, and only demanded that I do what? I pay you the money. This is halacha, is called Takanas HaShavim. Shavim means those people who want to be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. What does the Torah tell us you're supposed to do when you violate the law of Heshev and Zagzela? Excuse me. When you violate the law of Loi Sigzo. So, the law of Loi Sigzo, if you steal, you don't get Malkus. Even though it's a law of Sheesh Bamaisa, you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus for Zela? Because it's a law of Hanita Glase. It's a law that can be corrected by fulfilling a mitzvah saseh. The Heshev and Zagzela. So now, if I take a board and I build it into my house, suddenly I want to do tshuva. What would be the real way for me to do tshuva? Take it out of the house. And that's going to be a heck of a job. Who knows what's going to happen to the house? So if I know I'm going to be so miserable, what will I not want to do? I'm not going to be the kind of mitzvah tshuva. I'd rather be a goslin than endanger the welfare of my entire house. So in order to encourage me to do tshuva, what did the Chachamim say? I don't have to give the bean back. What do I have to do? Just pay money. So too here. Not only if the wood has been placed into a permanent residence do we apply the halacha of Takanas HaShavim, but even if what? Even if it's a temporary abode such as a sukkah, the Chachamim are not going to mandate that what? That what? That we knock down the sukkah, and all you have to do is compensate the person. That's why the Gemara said, L'divrei hakol, you will be yotzei. L'divrei hakol. Because you can't taina that taka'in and exelus when you're stealing wood. You can't apply that word taka'in and exelus because I didn't steal karka. What did I steal? Wood. So it undoubtedly should have been a sukkah gzula. Why is it that I can be yotzei with a sukkah gzula? The answer is takanas hashavim, or what we call takanas meiresh, the takana in relationship to the beam. And so the Gemara says, haikshura the mitalalta, a beam of a sukkah, the gzula, avdile rabbanan takanta, mishum takanas meiresh. Says the Gemara, pshita, of course, this is the regular halacha. Says the Gemara, Maishna mi'etzim. What difference does it make of any ordinary wood, as opposed to a beam that you put into a sukkah? Says the Gemara, Mahu deseima etzim shchichi. I could have said that what regular wood is shchichi. That you can get any time, any place, and therefore, Mishum takanas hashavin, we're not going to what? Demand that you return it. But, in this case, where you may have had a special beam fit in exactly at this location, so then under those circumstances, if I stole that beam from you, maybe we should not apply the halacha of what? Of the takanas hashavin. Therefore he says, Kamash Malan, you are obligated, you still are protected by the takanas hashavim. The hani mili, the gav shiva. This is only what? As long what? We're in the middle of sukkahs. Then I'm not going to make you take apart your sukkah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of takanas hashavim, the heishivis of zela. But, ava lebasar shiva, hadar be'enei. But after Shiva, take down the beans which he used for schach, let's say, and give it back to him. You know, why isn't he entitled to his bean back? However, hani mi'i chibro betina, if he somehow attached this bean with cement, and he actually made it into a permanent structure, afilu la'achar Shiva, nami yohiv le'dave. Even after Shiva, you do not have to return it, because that's the general halacha. In order to encourage people to do tshuva, the Chachamim say, under those circumstances, I am not obligated to return the item. I can, and this is going to be subject to a debate. When you make the painting, is that being the kind, the mitzvah of the Heshiva Sakzela? Or is the Chachamim relieving you of your punishment of Malkus, despite the fact that you were not in the kind of nation as I say. What's happening in this takanas hashavim? Two ways to look at it. You can say that indeed I was in the kind of the mitzvah by giving compensation. Or you can say no. The only real way to be in the kind of the mitzvah is to give it back. Ke'ein shigazal, the way we darsh, the heshiv is hagzela, ke'ein shigazal, exactly the way you received it. But Chachamim will not administer lashes based on the fact that we want you to do tshuva. So we will release you of the lashes in order to encourage you at least to what? Paying compensation. This we'll see is a machloikis, and we'll get to Tosis and other Rishonim.
Is there a third option that it turns into a business transaction?
What?
Is there a third option that it turns into a business
transaction? No. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue next to Vach. Thank you.